You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale with you while Nathan Zagura wraps up some of the big-time interviews with Coach Pettine and some of the other players before they dip out of town.
Big time.
You guys are keeping us busy, so we're going to go back to the phones. Let's go with Bob in New York City.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to mention a point, and then I wanted to ask you a question.
My first
point is, I think I agree with you guys 100% that tanking the season, so to speak, really looks bad, and I don't think a first pick or top five pick guarantees anything in this league. And I think winning creates confidence, it creates buzz, creates hope, and it makes the Browns relevant. And I think that is what we must focus on, and that Johnny is a guy that I think he's an incredibly fiery, competitive guy. It gives us a chance to at least sort of change, you know, the brand a little bit for the Browns. My question is this. I was watching the NFL piece on Schottenheimer's wife last night, which I saw you in.
Yes.
And I was fascinated by something that's very different about the league this year or recent years versus his era, which is the amount of hours that he kept people on the practice field.
Yep. I know it firsthand.
Working out every detail, every little thing that could possibly happen. And in today's NFL, I'm not sure that coaches can even do that. So my question is, you know, are there teams, are there players that on the side, so to speak, that part of organized practices, you know, really work on their chemistry and work on their playmaking?
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that. And, you know, That's a good point, and to expound on that conversation, there are limitations on the college athlete and the coaches and the time that they can spend, you know, with those student athletes, because again, A, they're students first, athletes second on scholarship, and that's of course looked over the umbrella by the NCAA. But when it comes to professionals, the coach determines whether they want to have a 2-hour practice or a 4-hour practice. They want to determine whether they watch 2 hours of film or 6 hours of film. So it's on the coach to determine the schedule for the players. And for me personally, and I think, and now Nathan joins us back in the studio, and I believe this is, again, Matt Wilhelm's personal opinion, that the analytics and the statistics associated with, you know, concussions and the poundings that body can take and, you know, the wear and tear that happens as you play the game of football, that if you can minimize that, you know, kind of off the field. When I say off the field, I don't mean on the game field. I mean in practice and in conditioning and so on and so forth, and maximize what you get out of your investments on the field in those 16 opportunities. I think that's diluted the hard work and the tough training camps that I know myself, I talk about consistently, that Gerard talks about, because he's, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, you know, deeper into it than me. And, I mean, Marty didn't care. Mike Singletary didn't care. It was, there's work that needs to be done, and we're going to be out there until I, as your head coach, feel like the work is done and to the quality that I want it at.
Matt, it's good to be back with you here after I was unceremoniously ripped out of the studio about 40 minutes ago. Dino, how are you?
Fantastic, my man. Thank you. Good to have you back. We held it down as much as we can for you. Well, when we get to the mailbag, a lot of great stuff for you guys today.
All right, I want to address one thing, because I was down with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, and there's one thing I did want to say. I asked him the question, and you can see the full interview on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show Thursday night, 7:30 on News Channel 5 WEWS. But I asked him the question because, you know, I've seen already, I'm getting reports on my timeline of erroneous things that this was not Mike Pettine's decision. So I gave him the opportunity to say, I asked him, with all the rumor mongering out there, and you know, every decision you made gets analyzed, and Johnny Manziel starting now, I said, who made the decision for Johnny Manziel? Was this your decision? Was this a decision that was made in conjunction with the ownership, or you alone? said it was my decision alone. In fact, when I went and met with Jimmy Haslam, I opened the meeting by saying, I have named Johnny Manziel the starter. So it wasn't discussed. It was him telling him, and that's where it is. So for those people who want to continue to put forth the notion that this was anyone's decision other than Mike Penn, I know you'd be like, well, what else would he say? Mike Penn has been very consistent on things like that. And if you listen to what he says, you can understand where he's coming from at times where things are collaborative decisions and times where things are his own decision. This was clearly his own decision made in conjunction with the coaches, Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, just as it was his decision when he decided to stick with Josh McCown and made it with his small group. So I want to put that to bed officially here on the Browns official radio show after talking with Mike Penn himself and asking him the question that Mike Pettine and Mike Pettine's coaching staff alone are the reason, and well, Johnny Manziel's play, are the reason that Johnny Manziel is now the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Not Jimmy Haslam, not Ray Farmer, not the organization at all. It is Mike Pettine's decision as the coach of this team.
And that's the way it should be.
Of course.
Mike Pettine determines who plays and who doesn't.
And you can,
and when they play and how much they play.
And you certainly see that with the game day roster.
You
if
do.
If there's any doubt.
He doesn't care.
No. He is playing the guys that he believes gives him the best opportunity to win, and that should be up. He doesn't care about the kind of hoopla that surrounds all of that stuff. And again, got to say, Josh McCown, speaking with the media right now, is just such a classy guy in the way that he's handling this, everything, you know, with the transition to Johnny Manziel. But you knew it from the day you signed him, from what he said at that time.
And I don't feel like, you know, the comments coming out of St. Louis, you know, with Nick Foles are very different than the comments coming out of Josh McCown. A, you know, a decade more of experience in the National Football League, and I think that in no way, shape, and form is this Josh McCown's play was not good enough to deserve to start in the National Football League specifically for the Cleveland Browns. It has nothing to do with that, and we've made that point, you know, time and time again. You know, if and when the time came to start Johnny Manziel, it's from an organizational standpoint and what we've seen thus far through the last 2 weeks and the growth from 1 week to the next, that it's time. Everyone knew there was a time right now, and I consistently say it, the line in the sand was drawn. Josh McCown was on one side of it, and at one point, Johnny Manziel on the other side, it's time to just jump all in and join on the Johnny side and see where it goes. Do you wash away at sea, or do you build an empire there on the island?
You certainly, that is the question. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. We'll get into the mailbag, 216-578-0850. You can tweet us with the hashtag AskCBD. Dino will get into the mailbag as well. So lots to talk about when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.